I think it's appropriate to maybe add a little piece from the Texas Rules of Professional Responsibility and Discipline, in that since 2019 in February, there has been an ethical duty of technology competence that applies to all of us in the room who are licensed here in Texas. And so this panel gives us, highlights the reason, you know, we do not have to know security or cybersecurity perfectly. Just having the resources available, knowing that when you are doing, you know, a risk assessment, making sure you're competent, whether you've reached out to someone else or just really study to make sure that you are prepared, is a key part of our being lawyers in Texas. So I'm very privileged and proud to introduce this next panel of women. They're rolling on the river, so to speak, a panel of all women experts. I'm going to introduce them by order of their appearance on the panel itself for a presentation regarding hot topics in privacy regulation. And I'll share with you that since this group began preparing about 3 months ago, there's probably been about 5 states that have passed consumer data privacy laws. So keeping up with that and making sure you're informed was a priority of theirs. To my far left, I'm proud to introduce my longtime friend, Esther Chavez, who is also a former colleague at the Attorney General's office. Esther has grown through this century, learning everything needed to protect the consumer, including data privacy and security. And so her wealth of expertise as a regulator will be invaluable as she provides an insight that all of us are looking for so desperately right now. In the middle of the panel is Ashley Fisher, who is the general counsel for TIFF's Treats. Please thank her for the cookies. It's a different kind of cookie. It's a kind you can eat, and you don't need a banner to regulate. But Ashley has a wealth of experience in-house. When she started out directly out of law school in San Antonio, she became an outside general counsel role in a general practice law firm. And then she got wooed away by HEB, where she learned consumer retail operations and performed a variety of other legal services. And then finally, made her way to Austin and has helped and supported TIFF and Leon in their enterprise, their expansion, learning how to comply with laws that have become and will become effective in California, in Colorado. She's a delightful client to work with, and she prepares, like the other two panelists, hours and hours to make sure you have some insight how this works in-house, either for yourself or your own clients. And finally, to my immediate left is Chelsea Kelleher, who came here from our Denver office. She is an associate in Michael Best's data privacy and cybersecurity team. Prior to working at Michael Best, when she joined us last October, she worked for Phil Weiser, who was the Attorney General of Colorado, and worked there while they negotiated the Colorado Privacy Act and up through the publication of the regulations. And so little did I know, she already knew Esther Chavez because that office worked together throughout the United States with all the regulators and learning how all these laws can be interoperable. So I'm just going to get out of the way so these people can do what they came here to do. Please join me in welcoming Esther, Ashley, and Chelsea.
Thank you so much. So like Elizabeth said, there has been so much legislative activity this spring season in this space. 5 states, including Texas as of this morning, has passed privacy laws, which has been really exciting. And so while the description for the panel is a little bit broader, we thought that we would focus on the state privacy laws for our discussion. And, of course, we want to touch on the Texas Privacy Act throughout. Esther is going to be wonderful in commenting on how Texas compares to the, you know, the California and Virginia laws that are already in effect, and then the, you know, Colorado, Connecticut, Utah laws that will be coming online this year, as well as the five bills that have either passed the state legislature or have also been signed into law.